Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. How was that lunar eclipse last Friday? It was certainly the darkest I've ever seen the moon, and a real treat to have 103 minutes of totality. The moon went from pink to apricot to crimson and a weird dark brownish colour. Thousands of people were at the waterfront looking at it through telescopes, but with the naked eye it was just as spectacular. We will all be long gone before another lunar eclipse comes around as long as that one. But there will be plenty of other astronomical treats, and some to be provided by the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration. NASA officially began 60 years ago on the 29th of June, when President Dwight Eisenhower signed legislation bringing the agency into existence in 1958. The decision came after the Soviet successes with the Sputnik program, which sparked concerns that American efforts in space were inadequate. Sputnik also had a similar effect in the UK on radio astronomy, where suddenly the newly built big dish at Jodrell Bank received a shot in the arm, as it was the only receiver that could track Sputnik in the Northern Hemisphere at that time. So the space race began, and Soviet and American governments competed for prowess in space. NASA is by far the largest space agency in the world, both in funding and scope, and in the last 60 years has been at the forefront of space exploration and has brought the rest of the world with it into a new era of space exploration. NASA is by far the largest space agency in the world, both in funding and scope, and in the last 60 years has been at the forefront of space exploration and has brought the rest of the world with it. I'd like to run through just a few of the highlights of the last 60 years, and it seems extraordinary that in my lifetime we've progressed from sending one person in orbit around the Earth to return safely, that is Yuri Gagarin in 1961, to having a far greater understanding of our solar system due to space missions like New Horizons, now on its way to the trans-Neptunian object Ultima Thule, and the wonderful Cassini mission, which sent us pictures of Saturn like never before. And we've landed craft on Mars and orbiters around it, which are now confirming water reserves and the potential for life, either in the past or currently on the Red Planet. So although we haven't sent people to other planets, there are good reasons for this, and perhaps in the decades to come, well, we might. So my favourite, the Voyager missions, continue on their journey outside of our solar system. All of these missions and feats have been covered in this broadcast, which you can hear again on podcasts from the Fine Music Radio website. NASA is not only involved in spaceflight and sending probes to distant planets, but also has created many space telescopes since the Earth's atmosphere blocks parts of the electromagnetic spectrum and causes many perturbations for optical telescopes. And so there's several NASA telescopes in space making great discoveries and producing those beautiful pictures we love to see. The Chandra X-ray Observatory has been going since 1999, and the Spitzer Infrared Telescope has been in space since 2003. Into the future, NASA's involved in the international collaborative project, the James Webb Space Telescope, to be launched in 2021, which will be a successor to the Hubble. A new vehicle called Dream Chaser will join NASA's commercial cargo providers Orbital ATK and SpaceX to deliver research and supplies to the International Space Station. And there's a new space launch system being developed to loft 115 tons into space, that's quite a lot, including potentially humans, and there's more. NASA's Parker Solar Probe will be the first ever mission to fly into the sun's atmosphere, and a new Mars rover program in 2020 will find out more about our neighbour. So there's plenty to look forward to from NASA in the decades to come, and a fantastic legacy over the last 60 years since it began. Zimbabwe now has a space agency, but Africa's got quite a lot of catching up to do, but baby steps. Let me remind you all that South Africa has the world's biggest telescope, and that is an entirely South African project, so you never know what can come out of this continent. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies after a rainy weekend.